Thank you. I'm Mark Brown. Thank you for coming out tonight. I will need to set up every song here so it's not out of the blue. At the top of the show, Squire Allworthy discovers a newborn baby boy in his bed. He decides to raise the boy and he names him Tom Jones. A few months later, Squire Allworthy's sister gives birth to a baby boy and she names him Bliffle. That's a terrible name. Bliffle's father died during the pregnancy, so now Bliffle and Tom are raised under the same roof. Tom grows up to be a handsome and charming young man, and Bliffle grows up to be a jerk. He's the bad guy in the show. So this song is when we first meet Bliffle.
Like Caesar had Brutus, like Abel had Cain, like Jesus had Judas, like sunshine has the rain. This whole world has evil, and Tom Jones has Bliffle. Like heaven has hell, day has a night. God has the devil, and happiness has fright. This whole world has evil, and Tom Jones has Bliffle.
Stick horses. They might be costumes where they step inside and their little legs are, fake legs are hanging down. We don't know yet. But we do know, Paul and I said, the entire cast is on stage on horses. Let's make it a dance number. So we're using the 60s British Invasion as sort of a launching point for the music. So we decided to make the Fox Hunt its own dance, like the pony or the mashed potato. So this is fox hunting. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had two rehearsals. He never did that. He said he was going to surprise us. That's fantastic. That's the dance.
As long as I get 10%.
What's that new agreement happening? We're going to jump to the second act, but I need to bring you up to speed, so bear with me. Tom is in love with Sophie Western, and she is in love with him. And they, in the first act, they pledge their undying love to each other. At the end of the act, Tom is banished from the village for something he didn't do. He was framed by Blifil. Right? And now Sophie's father, Squire Western, is forcing her to marry Blifil because Blifil is going to inherit the entire Allworthy estate. Right? But Sophie says, screw that noise, I'm leaving. So she runs away. Yeah, so at the end of the first act, Tom has run away and Sophie has run away. At the top of the second act, Tom is wandering the back roads of England, and he comes across a woman, Mrs. Waters, who's being attacked by a highwayman, and he rescues her. They then go back to an inn and have dinner. Now, in the 1963 Academy Award-winning film starring Albert Finney, God rest his soul, this is the scene that everybody remembers. It's the eating scene. And it's apparent when they're eating that they're not just eating, but they want to have sex with each other. And there's ravenous and juices coming down. And so when we started working on this, we had people say, well, you got to have the eating scene, right? The eating scene is in there. So we said, yeah, of course it's in there. So this is the eating scene. Now, we originally wrote a song that was for Tom and Mrs. Waters, where they would sing about British foods that sounded naughty. They're singing about spotted dick and cock and leaky soup and stuff like that. But we nixed that idea, and we wanted something sexier. So we hope this is sexier. So this is Tom and Mrs. Waters having their meal.
The song is called Spend the Night with Me.
To eat. Spend the night with me.
And then they go have sex. And then later in the show, we discover that Mrs. Waters is Tom's mother. It's Henry Fielding. It's not us. It's Henry Fielding wrote that. So they go off and have sex. And who should arrive at the inn but Sophie? Right? She's looking for Tom. She discovers that Tom's having sex with another woman. So she flies to London to stay with her much older cousin, Lady Bellaston, who was like the original cougar. Tom finds out that Sophie was there, so he goes to London in search of her. Now, he finds out that she's staying with Lady Bellaston, and Lady Bellaston tells Tom, I will let you see Sophie on one condition, that you become my boy toy. So Tom agrees. So Lady Bellaston dresses him in all the latest fashion. They go to high society events. And he hates it, but he's doing it so he can see Sophie. So one night he shows up at Lady Bellaston's house. She's out at the theater, and he's in all his finery. And he's waiting for her. And who should come home but Sophie? Now, this is the first time they've seen each other since they swore their undying love to each other. And it is certainly the first time they've seen each other since he was having sex with another woman. This is what happens.
When I look in your eyes, I can see the boy you used to be, but I don't recognize this person standing in front. Uptown Inn.
Oh.
She meant nothing. I was thinking only of you.
Oh, thank you, dear. That's so comforting to hear. And I'm wondering why you apologize when you stand there unaccused. I see you have something to say. Shall I fetch a shovel for
her life, and she was merely thanking me.
Did you say you're welcome?
Once or twice, maybe three times or more, but in her embrace, I could only see your face.
Your dick.
In jail for accidentally killing a man, and he is sentenced to hang in the morning. Squire Allworthy, Squire Western, and Blifil have all arrived in London. They have found Sophie, and they're forcing Sophie to marry Blifil. The wedding is about to happen when, deus ex machina time, Tom comes rushing in. He didn't kill the guy. It was all a setup by Blifil, so he could get Tom out of the way, so he could marry Sophie. We find out that Mrs. Waters is not Tom's mother. I know, right? His mother is actually Squire Allworthy's sister. So Blifil and Tom are stepbrothers, which means Tom is going to inherit the Allworthy estate, which makes Squire Western want Sophie to marry Tom.
Bye, Blifil.
So everything is fine. There's a justice of the peace there. Tom said, we can finally get married, Sophie. I'm so happy we can finally get married. And Sophie says, not so fast.
Now, that's just a saying, right?
Brother, try me and find out.